kisses. 5 times, Spencer wished Brendan would rethink nudism. Abandon fanfic featuring members of Panic at the Disco, written by Little Mouseling and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17, contains the pairing of Spencer Smith, Brendan Yuri, and contains first-time sex, unresolved sexual tension, pining, and womanism. One. Brendan's a fine addition to the band, and Spencer's glad they have him and everything, but the guy just will not keep his clothes on. It's ridiculous. Sure, it's Vegas, and it's summer, and it's sweltering, even with the ratty air conditioners turned up to high at the practice space. But that's what t-shirts and shorts and frozen bottles of water are for. Instead, Brendan sings for 20 minutes, loses his shirt, sings another half hour, and loses his shorts. Spencer's a little nervous that if they ever schedule a double practice, Brendan's briefs might wind up in the corner too. Spencer spends enough time having to be around Ryan's dick, between sleepovers and Ryan's general willingness to show it off to anyone, anywhere, for any reason. He doesn't really want to have to deal with Brendan's, too. Spencer is maybe, sort of, coming to terms with the fact that he might maybe want to interact with penises that are not his own. Maybe. But not when he's trying to stay on beat, and not when he was just making fun of that guy's sports car, for fuck's sake, Ryan. Brendan's ridiculous looking anyway. Not as skinny as Ryan. No one's as skinny as Ryan. But still all bones and awkwardness, tripping over his own feet. Spencer's mother keeps clucking her tongue and talking about feeding him, and she is so not that person. She never says that about Ryan, and he's, like, basically a skeleton. Brendan makes Spencer's mom weird. She ruffles his hair, even, which makes Brendan blush red halfway down his chest because, of course, he never bothers to wear a shirt at Spencer's house because he is some kind of nudist mutant or something. Anyway, it would just be nice if Brendan would try to keep his clothes on when Spencer is trying to concentrate on stuff. It's just distracting is all. Not that Spencer is looking. Spencer is totally not looking, because looking is not acceptable. Everybody knows that. But it's not like Brendan isn't right in front of Spencer's kit all through practice, and sprawled half on top of him when they hang out, because Brendan has no concept of personal space at all. It's hard to ignore Brendan being shirtless. At least. All the time, when he's basically always in Spencer's line of sight. Spencer's pretty sure he's getting used to it, though. Or at least, he's getting better at thinking about other things. Other things that are not Brendan and his skin and the dip of his lower back and his collarbones and his nipples. Spencer spends a lot of time staring at his kit these days. It's possible Brendan's nudist tendencies are actually making Spencer a better drummer. Toy life is a lot of things, but mostly it's just a lack of privacy taken to extremes. Spencer is coming to realize how grateful he can be for a thin plywood door, now that he's used to a curtain instead. Spencer is pretty sure that whoever designed the tour bus didn't think hard enough about the probability that it would be housing teenagers. There's no time of day that one of them isn't trying to furtively jerk off, and failing to be in any way furtive. They joke about it, of course, because it's not like any of them are going to stop, so they need some kind of coping mechanism. "Oh, Pete," Brendan moans, Not a very credible impersonation of Ryan, but clear enough for their purposes. Oh, oh god, oh, harder, oh! Ryan rolls his eyes and flicks a page in his magazine, but Brent's giggling. Yeah, Ryan, you miss your boyfriend. He wishes, Spencer says. We should get Ryan a Fallout Boy poster so he can look at Pete every time he jerks off. Save your brain the trouble of picturing it, Rye. You are all hilarious, Ryan deadpans. I can't believe we're in a band instead of a comedy show. Really. Funny because it's true, Brendan smirks. You'd be on Pete Wentz like white on rice if he so much as winked at you. You should talk, Ryan says, finally deigning to join in. Oh, Patrick, show me how you play that bassoon. Oh, Patrick, can you teach me GarageBand? Oh, Patrick, can I suck your dick, please? Spencer feels his face heating up, trying not to think about Brendan on his knees for Patrick or for anyone. No one in particular, definitely. Not... yeah, he agrees. Too loud and too late. They've started talking about something else. Brendan and Patrick, that's funny. Ryan rolls his eyes fondly. Did you hit your head or something? He's just recognizing the fact that Patrick would totally be warm for my form if the situation ever arose, Brendan jokes. And then he's pulling his shirt over his head and stroking his lean chest, fake moaning. He'd be all over this. Yeah, okay, Charles Atlas, Ryan says. And then Brent asks who that is, and Spencer mumbles an excuse and goes to jerk off in the bus bathroom. Three. The waves in Santa Monica are killer. At least, people tell Spencer that the waves in Santa Monica are killer, and he has no reason to think they're lying. They're pretty much the first waves he's ever surfed, so he doesn't have much to compare them to. But he likes them fine anyway. He loves the other parts, too, like getting up early with Brendan if they've crashed at each other's houses, or driving over at sunrise to pick him up, boards knocking together in the back the whole ride there. That sound is the score of 100 gorgeous California mornings, sun and sand and sea. They bring company sometimes. Brendan brought Shane every time for a while, but he hasn't in months. And Spencer doesn't press for details. Spencer used to bring Haley. And once they brought Ryan as a post-split bonding exercise attempt, it hadn't gone that well. Ryan turns out not to be very good at surfing, and Spencer always knew Ryan was bad at failure. Today it's just them anyway. Wet suits under their clothes because they worry about camera phones in the changing rooms. Well, Zach worries about it, and they indulge him. Spencer's pretty sure he's nigh unrecognizable, but he guesses that a fair number of people would know Brendan on sight. They've had to sign a few beach autographs. Once, when no one had paper or pens, Brendan had scrawled his name in the sand and laid down next to it to let the fan get a picture of him. Spencer hasn't seen that one on the internet yet, but it's probably just a matter of time. The waves are great this morning, breaking high, and Spencer's glad they've been surfing regularly. He can feel how much stronger he's gotten, has the stamina to keep paddling out for wave after wave until the sun's so high he's sure it's time to quit. Woo! Brendan says, and it's half cheer and half sigh of relief, sliding onto the towel on the passenger seat. That was awesome. Totally, Spencer agrees, and drives them to Brendan's, because Brendan has two bathrooms, and he wants the sand off his skin as soon as possible. They're barely in the door before Brendan's pulling out of the top half of his wetsuit, letting it hang down over his ass. And Spencer? Spencer is good at not staring at Brendan, but he's tired, and Brendan is wet, and he just doesn't remember not to until Brendan is suddenly crossing his arms over his chest. Spencer looks up and finds Brendan's face red, uncomfortable. Oh, I think I need to go let Bubba out, Spencer says, backing up towards the door. I'll, see you at the studio tomorrow, yeah? Yeah, okay. He's out, and back in the car, back on the road, before Brendan says anything. On the plus side, Spencer refuses to let himself think it's anything but a plus side. Brendan pretty much stays fully clothed around him after that. Four. Spencer is used to Brendan's onstage shenanigans. He mostly counts himself glad that Brendan is the frontman and that Spencer himself gets to sit behind the drums all night, and otherwise doesn't really worry about it. They go over set lists, intros, repeatable banter, but the flourishes are all Brendan, and that's just fine. The audience loves Brendan's flourishes. This is not just a flourish. Spencer maybe should have expected something, it being their last night on this tour. When Brendan first popped his shirt open, that should have been a clue. But it's been a long time since Brendan reverted to his natural nudist ways. Spencer can't remember the last time he saw Brendan shirtless. He wears t-shirts to bed on the bus and mostly rooms with Dallin when they're in hotels. It's weird how much Spencer misses the random nudity, even though it was so annoying and complicated when Brendan used to do it all the time. He just wouldn't have wanted Brendan to start on stage if he'd had a vote in the matter. Which, okay, Brendan kept his underwear on. Hell, he kept his pants on, sort of. And they're all drunk, and it was a good show, so whatever. Just, it wouldn't have been Spencer's recommendation. Especially since he was almost blinded by 1,000 camera flashes going off at once. And that is barely an exaggeration. On the other hand, it's pretty funny. Brendan's barely keeping the melody going because they're all cracking up. Especially after Spencer only catches this out of the corner of his eye. Ian flings his own shirt open, all high drama. Ian's great for that shit. Spencer mostly can't watch the action, has to focus on his drums, but he gets the point anyway. Brendan's shirt, going. Ian's shirt, going. Brendan groping Ian, of course. Brendan's belt, and then his pants, going. It's a pretty steady process, and Spencer doesn't really need to focus on it. Something about Brendan does catch Spencer's eye, though, when he comes up to Spencer's riser. He looks different than the last time Spencer saw him shirtless, that time they all stripped down to deal with the heat in China. It's not until they're taking their bows and heading off stage, laughing, that Spencer looks back and realizes what he's seeing. Skinny, lean Brendan has become sexy, muscled Brendan. It's not that all that much has actually changed exactly. Brendan's always had some muscles. The surfing and the backflips and the running all mean he's always been more muscle than not. It just all used to be unremarkable. Skinny muscle, nothing that stood out. Now it's abs and quads and that muscle above the hips that Spencer doesn't even know what it's called, but he knows he wants to lick it. He's staring. He knows he's staring. Zach isn't even running the camera anymore, and Spencer should be guzzling water and toweling off and going through his usual post-show routine. And instead, he's just staring at Brendan's belly like it's going to do something. Spencer's good at not staring at Brendan is the thing. He's had years of practice, but that was old Brendan, who was unassuming hot. This new Brendan is just, Spencer can't look away. Brendan notices. Well, okay, everyone notices, techs and all. But Spencer cares seriously a lot less about what they think and a lot more about the way Brendan's grinning at him and rolling his stomach muscles and going into a bicep pose like some kind of wrestler. What the fuck? Spencer laughs because he has to. And Brendan throws an arm around his neck and gives him a noogie like they're 16 again. Come on, guys, he says, not letting go of Spencer. Let's go get drunk. Drunker. They don't bother with a club, just a bar, crowded around a big round booth with Zach at one end and their favorite Tex at the other. Spencer's squished between Ian and Brendan, and now that he's seen what's under Brendan's clothes, he can't figure out how he didn't notice before. Brendan's biceps are big under his t-shirt sleeves. His side is firm where it presses into Spencer's. His thighs, when Spencer tries to see in the dim light, are just fucking gorgeous through his jeans. Brendan's got his arm up over the back of the booth, and it makes sense, with all of them pressed so close, but that doesn't explain why Brendan's hand keeps coming down and playing with Spencer's hair, tickling the nape of his neck. Spencer doesn't say anything, even though he should, because it's not hurting anyone for him to just enjoy it, just let Brendan be drunk and tactile. It takes 2 hours for the text to leave, and Dallin goes with them because, as Brendan says, he is a wizened old grandfather or something. What the fuck, dude? Dallin just grins, with his hair in his eyes because he knows how well that works, and says he wants to be nice and rested for his reunion with his wife. Brendan lets him go after that. With only 4 of them left, there's a lot of room in the booth, but Brendan isn't moving away from Spencer. If anything, he feels closer, practically on Spencer's lap, arm down around his shoulders now. Spencer doesn't remember when that happened. Maybe around the 3rd round of shots? Spencer doesn't remember much between that and now, actually. Brendan's talking, low in Spencer's ear. Something about the flight home and maybe going surfing next week and needing to get the dogs out of the kennel. Spencer's nodding, too out of it to make plans right now. And then Brendan's hand is on his thigh. Like, way up on his thigh. It can't even just be Brendan spreading out the way he likes to do, because this is his other hand, going all the way across his body just to settle on Spencer's leg. Spencer says, carefully. Brendan, your hand is on my... And he squeaks the last word because Brendan's hand isn't on his thigh anymore. It's very, very much on his dick. Ian and Zach are suddenly very, very interested in their own conversation. And Spencer pushes Brendan down the booth with his hip to give them some imagined privacy. He pulls Brendan's hand off his dick. Off his dick? What the fuck? And drops it over Brendan's lap. Brendan, what the fuck? Brendan laughs, and it's, Christ, it's his sex laugh. The low growl of a laugh Spencer's heard from a lot of green rooms with ties on the doorknobs. Hey, Spencer, he says, which is in no way illuminating. That is in no way fuck, that is not helpful, Brendan. Spencer's leaning in, trying to keep their voices low, and so maybe it's his fault when Brendan leans in and kisses him, catching the corner of his mouth. I thought, yeah, Brendan says. And it's almost bashful now, a shy grin pointed in Spencer's direction. Spence? You're drunk, Spencer says. We're both drunk. This is not happening, he says firmly, and doesn't look, can't look at Brendan's face. Falling. He pushes Brendan out of the booth and Brendan almost lands on his ass, but Spencer's already gone, not listening when Zach yells after him. Five. The next few days are weird. Spencer doesn't even know if Brendan remembers anything. He knows about the stripping, obviously, because everyone they know wants to talk about it. Sarah calls when they're in the taxi from the airport. Spencer hadn't known they were talking yet, so soon after the breakup, but apparently they are. And she's laughing loud enough for Spencer to hear through Brendan's phone, so that's nice. Spencer doesn't feel that nice about it, actually, but he tries not to listen to the jealous asshole part of his brain when it's actually jealous about someone he's dating, much less now. Brendan is not Spencer's whatever. He's Spencer's lead singer. There is nothing to be jealous about. Of course, the jealousy is at least better for keeping his cock down. Brendan's wearing full gear today, like he always does these days, but now Spencer knows what's underneath it, and he can't stop picturing it. The way his abs move when he laughs, and the solid bump of his quads over each kneecap, and the way his back moves now. Spencer had no idea, none, that all of that was hiding under his stupid thumbhole sweater. But now that he does, it's impossible to forget. And the memory of Brendan's arm around Spencer's shoulders, and his hand on Spencer's dick. Spencer just really needs this break. He needs to do normal things and hang out with other people and just not be right next to Brendan 24 hours a day. That will help. Definitely. Brendan doesn't call. He doesn't call, and he doesn't call, and Spencer is pretty sure this means that he does remember, and probably that he's embarrassed or something. And Spencer should probably be a good friend and call him up and invite him over for a beer in the backyard, but he just can't. Not yet. They'll see each other soon enough anyway. Next show's in 2 weeks, and they're heading out on the same flight. Spencer just holes up and tries not to think about it. Well, okay, no, that's a lie. He holes up and thinks about it constantly. He is pretty sure his dick is going to be chafed if he keeps thinking about it this much. It's just, it's all so much. Brendan being a goddamn secret underwear model. Spencer could deal with that. Brendan groping him, kissing him. Spencer could deal with that. But the two in combination are the worst tease he can imagine. He has all these vivid images of what could have been dancing in his brain. He could have kissed Brendan back, taken his hand and left Ian and Zach sitting at the booth. He could have switched their hotel room somehow, it doesn't matter, just gotten Brendan the fuck into an empty room and stripped him again, back down to those damn boxer briefs. He could have pushed him onto the bed and touched all the hard new muscles on him, stem to stern, ran his tongue across every new crease and sucked on every bulge. He could have peeled the underwear off Brendan's hips, his gorgeous fucking hips with that crazy muscle jut thing he still hasn't learned the name of, and kissed over his waxed belly to his cock. Spencer's not sure he could have done anything after that except suck him. Couldn't have possibly spared any attention from just that one task, sucking Brendan's cock down his throat. And then, maybe then he could have fucked him, or maybe he'd have had whiskey dick and he'd just have futilely rubbed up against him for a while and then fallen asleep. Either one sounds terrifyingly good to Spencer, because either one would have been something, something to point to and say, I did that. Not like this. Instead, he just pictures it, over and over, endless variations. Stupid shit, even, like bathroom blowjobs or handjobs under the table or Brendan magically intuiting Spencer's nipple thing, just any fucking resolution that gets them somewhere that isn't here. Spencer's glad he didn't let them fuck drunk. He is, honestly and truly. He just Wishes that hadn't been the set of options on the table. Wishes they'd been sober or tipsy. Wishes Brendan had ever tried something before. Ever given him any real indication that Spencer hadn't been imagining the looks he thinks he might have seen over the years. The moments he thinks they might have had, and still isn't sure he didn't imagine. He jerks off, takes the dog for a walk, cooks, jerks off again. It's a long week. Brendan calls on Saturday morning, early enough that Spencer answers the phone without looking at it, eyes still shut.
Well?
Did I wake you? Brendan's nervous on the other end of the line, and Spencer sits up, suddenly very awake. No, hey, it's cool. Brendan, what's up? Spencer supposes he sounds pretty nervous, too. Shit. There's a silence, and then... We were gonna go surfing, and it's a killer day, and I thought, you know, if you want. That sounds great, Spencer says, and squeezes his eyes shut, cringing away from his own babbling. Yeah. Okay, I'll pick you up in, like, an hour. Yeah, see you then, Spencer says, and just hangs up before they can make this any weirder. Brendan comes up to the house when he arrives, which is just weird for him. Spencer's tried to shame him out of his habit of sitting in the driveway and honking obnoxiously until Spencer comes running, but it's not really supposed to have worked. Brendan coming to the door is just one more weird thing. And it sucks, actually. But Spencer just pastes a smile on and hefts his boarding greeting. You eat? Spencer asks. I have muffins. I'm good, Brendan says, and stands there while Spencer locks up, almost getting himself beamed with the surfboard because he's standing too close. They manage to talk in the car, mostly about what's on the radio. Brendan likes to assess the degree of unwanted auto-tune. Spencer prefers to make fun of the lyrics. And by the time they're pulling up to their favorite beach, Spencer's at least somewhat less completely fucked up about the whole thing. Which is good, because wetsuits, Spencer has discovered on more than one occasion, are not very comfortable to get hard in. Although, as soon as Brendan's down to his wetsuit, that battle is lost. He's just so sleek. He's always been lean in it, but now Spencer knows what else is there, and he can see it a little. The bulge of muscle at Brendan's waist, the extra rise of his pecs, and the curve of his ass has always been pretty spectacular, but Spencer didn't itch to stroke it before. Spencer tries to keep his eyes on the surf until they're in it and he's suitably distracted. The surfing wears him out, keeps him from thinking about anything but the next wave, about his balance, and he keeps paddling out, keeps looking for the next one, until Brendan finally catches him on the shoreline, tugs at his elbow. Come on, he says. You're gonna be sore as fuck tomorrow. Brendan's not wrong. It's been months since they surfed, and doing it for... Spencer checks his watch. Almost 4 hours is likely to mean a rough day or two. Brendan's as wet as he is, though, and Spencer's pretty sure he's been going at it just as hard. Let me feed you, Brendan says, and Spencer's too tired to object, sits on a towel in Brendan's passenger seat and lets him take them back to his place. Spencer can hear Bogart barking before Brendan even unlocks the door. And as soon as they're in, he crouches down to say hi, scratch him around the ears. Hey, good buddy, he says, because he's always glad to see Bogart. And then he glances up at Brendan, who's naked, or getting there, stripping out of his wetsuit in the middle of the hallway. He's facing mostly away, and the line of him, the curve of his ass when Brendan lifts one leg up high to tug the suit off his foot, the tight tendons behind his folded knee, the way his belly flattens out when he set his foot back down. The way he's staring right at Spencer now. The way he's turning around. Arf! Bogart's bark startles Spencer, and he's standing suddenly, backing toward the door. This feels familiar, and not in a good way. I should... And he has absolutely no fucking idea where this sentence is going. But that doesn't seem to be stopping him, any more than he can keep his eyes from tracking the furrows that point from Brendan's hip muscles right to his cock. Spence, Brendan says, and his voice is soft. We're not drunk now. Oh, Spencer says, because this isn't how this went the last time. Oh, you... Really? Brendan smiles at that, big and glowing, and he kicks himself free of the other leg of the wetsuit. Yeah, if you... I mean, you seem to... I do, Spencer says, nodding, because there's just no point denying it. Not with the way he can't stop looking at Brendan's knees, at his shoulders. Yes. Okay, Brendan says, and is coming closer, putting his fingers on Spencer's zipper and pulling. Not down, but out, tugging Spencer toward himself. Spencer goes, happily, lets himself be pulled into Brendan's arms, into his mouth. Hey, so... He says against Brendan's goddamn gorgeous lips, because it just has to be said. You look really good naked. Brendan just grins and squeezes him a little, those damned big biceps bulging around Spencer's chest. I bet you do too, he says, almost a whisper. You should let me see. Yeah, Spencer says, and Brendan starts to pull his zipper down. Wait, but what changed? Because they have been here before, and this isn't how it went, and Spencer just has to know before they do this. Brendan shrugs. I guess I didn't really believe it could work before. But we're in a pretty good place now, with the band and everything, and you're still... You're like this rock for me. I trust us. Spencer smiles, kisses Brendan's shoulder. Me too. He's pretty sure they can handle whatever happens. They've been through a lot. They'll keep getting through stuff together. Plus Ian kept telling me you were watching my ass. Spencer laughs. That little shit, I was not. I'm very good at not looking at you. I've got years of practice. Do you now? Brendan says. And lets go of Spencer, takes a couple steps back. You want to make up for lost time? You're going to go back to being a nudist now, aren't you? Spencer groans, but he's grinning, running his eyes up and down Brendan's body. I believe the polite term is naturist. Brendan rocks his hips, and Spencer's eyes go right to his cock, half-hard and gorgeous. The one part of Brendan Spencer hasn't seen 1,000 times. Just a couple dozen. Or show off, Spencer says. But Brendan does have a lot to show off. Wait, turn around. Can I look at your ass? Because if Brendan's going to give him a show, he might as well enjoy it. How about you look at my ass all the way to your bedroom, Brendan says. And Spencer just nods and follows him, watching the muscles in his back move with every step, every arm swing. Brendan turns in front of the bed, gets his hands back on Spencer's zipper. How about now, shy dude? Some reciprocal nudism? Naturism, Spencer says, just to be an asshole. And Brendan kisses him and unzips him. Puts a hand into Spencer's trunks when the zipper hits its endpoint. Oh, fuck. Brenda's hand is warm on Spencer's ocean-chilled dick, and Spencer pulls the suit off his shoulders, pushes the mass of trunks and neoprene down his legs, and pushes out of it. Okay, yeah, he says, and Brendan turns them around, pushes Spencer back toward the bed, and looks at him. You always look fantastic, Brendan says, rubbing his hand over Spencer's ribcage, his shoulders. I always hoped you'd, I don't know, take up swimming and walk around in swim trunks all the time. Spencer's tempted to demur, but he can hear how much Brendan means it, so he just leans forward and lets himself, finally, fondle those crazy hot hip muscles Brendan's got now. How do you even get these? He asks, idly. And Brendan grins and kisses him. I hear sex is pretty great for it, he says. You want to give it a try? I think we can make sure your hips get a good workout once or twice a day. Can we now? Spencer says. But fuck, he's picturing it. Fucking Brendan morning and evening, keeping him lubed up and just sliding in. I'm kind of a pervert for you, he admits. Oh, good, Brendan says. That's pretty much what I look for in a guy. Spencer's never given much thought to what he looks for in a guy, but he's glad he's at least found himself with a few who are pushy enough to get past that, so he's not totally new at this. Brendan would be great with fumbling, but Spencer wants to provoke something more than tolerance. Fuck, okay, he says. Stay here, I've got stuff somewhere. It's a little sad that Spencer has to find an unopened box of condoms in the back of his bathroom cabinet, next to the box of electric toothbrush heads he always forgets to switch. At least there's lube in his nightstand, which Brendan seems to have found, and Spencer almost drops the condoms at the threshold because Brendan is lying back on the bed, fingering himself. Jesus, he says. Brendan, you... Jesus. Bent over, Brendan's chest is all muscle, abs and obliques and other things Spencer doesn't know the names of, and he takes a couple of fast steps to the bed and climbs on, replaces Brendan's fingers with his own. God, yes, Spence. Brendan's moaning, as shameless here as he is on stage. And Spencer loves it, wants to make him noisy, make him yell. Fuck, you feel good. Gonna feel better when it's my cock, Spencer says. And Brendan throws his head back, rocks his hips up towards Spencer, all his muscles gliding under his skin. Well, yeah, Brendan smirks, and he gets the condom box open, spills them out onto the bed. You know, my mom always warned me about drummers. No, she didn't, Spencer says, and twists his fingers a little just to watch Brendan's abs twitch. No, she didn't, Brendan agrees. But that is totally a thing that moms say. It's always the drummers trying to seduce you and ruin your reputation. Your reputation's pretty well set, Spencer says, and he rolls a condom on, finally. Positions himself. Come on, Brendan says, pushing up towards Spencer. Come on, fuck me already. Jesus, what are you waiting for, Spencer? Spencer pushes in, finally, and Brendan groans through it, grips Spencer's elbows. Wanted to hear you beg me a little, he says, grinning. I did no such thing, Brendan grits out. But Spencer can tell he doesn't much care about what Spencer says, as long as Spencer's cock keeps pushing into him. Harder. Fuck. Knew you'd be like this, Spencer says. You're so shameless. Perfect. Brendan's just always Brendan. Nothing hidden. Oh, fuck, Spencer. Just keep fucking doing that. Brendan slides a hand down his chest to wrap around his cock, and Spencer drops his head to watch. It's gorgeous, not just the movement of Brendan's hand, but the muscles flexing in his forearm, his belly, on every stroke. So fucking hot, he says, and fucks in harder, desperate. Gonna, I'm gonna fuck you all the fucking time, Brendan. Just keep opening you up and splitting you open. Motherfuck, Brendan growls. And he's fisting himself fast now, hand whipping up and down his cock. He's thrown his head back, and his whole body is moving, side to side as well as into Spencer's thrusts, writhing and shaking. Close. You should come, Spencer manages. Come on, come for me, come. And he watches it, the cum spurting up over Brendan's fingers and dripping down onto his gorgeous stomach. Spencer wants to lick it off him, wants to taste him and feel the muscles under his tongue, wants to stay inside Brendan for a fucking week, except that there's no way he's even going to last another minute, staring at Brendan's lax hand on his cock. He closes his eyes and just lets himself feel it. The heat and the tight friction, the squeeze of Brendan's legs around him, the warmth of Brendan's skin. It's so fucking perfect. And he never thought they'd really... And he's coming. He ekes out another couple of thrusts before he collapses on Brendan, pulls out and decondoms. I take back anything I ever said, Spencer says, finally. You should be naked all the time. I knew you'd come around to my side eventually. Brendan kisses Spencer's temple, and Spencer slides a hand down to cup his stupid hot hip muscle. I guess you wore me down, Spencer says, and he's pretty glad about it. The end. If you take me home, come on, take me home. I want my. Take off all your clothes, come on, take them off.